Coke Zero Squared is the new drink that's invading all American grocery stores. Imagine Coke Zero and Diet Coke mixed into one. Coke Zero Squared.
Welcome back, everyone, to Topics Throughout Time. What will we be discussing today, Kyle?
We're going to be discussing the Federal Art Project. It was created in August 1935. It was one of the several cultural programs within the Works Progress Administration.
Yeah, this project was created when people gathered at the home of Henry Alsberg to discuss the ambitions that they were and ideas that they were bringing to the Federal Art Project, or Federal One, which, as you already know, was an offspring of the recently created Works Progress Administration.
First, there was the Works Progress Administration. Then there was the Federal One Project under that, and under all of those was the Federal Art Project run by Holger Cahill. Okay, so Holger Cahill signed on to lead the Federal Art Project, and there was some people under him, like Henry Alsberg was leading the Federal Writers Project, and Nikolai Sokolov, I think that's how you say it, had agreed to run the Federal Music Project.
Yeah, they all agreed to most of this stuff because they believed that they wanted the people to believe that they were doing the work, and it wasn't the job of the Federal Arts Project Administration to tell them what they would be or what they would do.
Cahill even said, like, he led the discussion in their first meeting. He said, "Government subsidy was the next logical step in the development of American art. Not an art that would be an occasional, unrelated accompaniment to everyday existence, but a functioning part of our national life." That was the basis of, you know, their whole project that they were making.
Cahill felt that a lot of that money, that from the subsidies which they did get granted, which should go to the indexing of all of, like, the American designs and art, architecture, needlework, stuff like that. And Sokolov wanted to establish symphony orchestras all across the entire country. And because of this stuff, Flanagan suggested a plan for dramatizing contemporary events in a series of living newspapers that would have a rapid cinematic form, an emphasis on many people doing small bits rather than roles demanding few stars.
Mm. Very nice. Yes. Yeah, it was actually kind of interesting how they handled all the art and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Pretty cool artists and stuff like that.
Yeah. What did they do with a lot of the art and stuff?
Well, I mean, they utilize artists and, like, artworks in different ways than most, you know, other organizations, and sometimes it was pretty contradictory, but a lot of the artists were from, like, New York City and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it was their work that attracted the most attention from, like, all the mass media and what's going on and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other parts of art that they used were, like, the mural division that encouraged artists to design and make large-scale paintings on federal buildings, including hospitals and prisons and airports. They were mostly abstract expressionisms, like people like Arshley Gorky, who painted a mural called Aviation at the airport. Yeah.
Some of the art was pretty good. I mean, but in the late 1930s, anti-communist forces in government, they thought that the Federal Art Project was like a left-wing organization, and they saw that its funding was, like, reduced and stuff like that. It was pretty low.
They were thinking it was propaganda.
Yeah, and they thought, you know, we need to intimidate them, stuff like that.
But the Works Progress Administration as a whole had funneled a lot of their money, actually like 85% of its total budget, into wages and salaries. So it really supported a lot of the artists' paychecks and stuff, and sewer and road construction to help the infrastructure after a lot of the stuff happened.
After 8 years, the Federal Art Project had been wrapped up, reorganized, and renamed in 1943. It motivated a lot of teachers to teach in the Federal Art Project's community. It motivated leaders and many of its artists to paint easel pictures and murals in federal buildings. They contributed drawings to its Index of American Design, which has later been recorded and documented.
Though after most of this program was finished, a lot of the artists had either been fired from their jobs or sent to work for the military producing camouflage patterns and illustrations for guidebooks for the U.S. soldiers about to invade the enemies. Only about $33 million was ever spent on the Federal Art Project activities, less than 1% of the federal works funding in the New Deal.